You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's nice to have you here on The Breakfast Show. We're talking theatre, specifically cool stuff that's happening at the Basement Theatre this week with Sananda Chatterjee and Daniel Fernandez. Morena, how are you both?
Good. How are you?
Hey, it's great to have you both up here. We're talking about First World Problems 3.0.
Correct.
Now, what is this all about, Sandy?
Oh, God. let me find the most succinct way of telling you this. It's an anthology, essentially.
Okay.
So we've been doing that. This is the third iteration, 3.0. And it was... The idea kind of came about to bring local South Asian works to the forefront in 2018 when it first started. And so it's kind of grown from there. So each year there's slightly different changes, slightly different provocations. But it's absolutely new works. It's all local, homegrown. And it is... What was I going to say? There was a thing I was going to say. But anyway, it'll come to me and I will be like, oh, that thing.
That was the thing. It is really awesome having, I think, like an anthology like this where people sort of, if they've been to a couple before, they'll kind of have an idea of what they're walking into, but it's all going to be fresh and new and these new stories.
Yeah, and if you don't like something, it'll be done in like 7 minutes or so.
Yeah.
You know, so that's always I find that great. I love the multiplicity of voices. That's very important to me while we're making the show. It has also become a show where we develop on all four fronts. So last time we developed directors, this time we've got some specific written works which were developed over last year, but also a ton of production roles are being sort of interned in, etc. So it's got a massive like group behind it, and it really is Prayas Theatre Company's like development program at the moment. We're still trying to work it out, it's still a baby. 4 years old. Because we had to skip last year.
Last year doesn't count. Last year doesn't exist.
So we were meant to be at the Basement in October. And so here we are. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
It's a pretty special thing. And I guess special in the sense for performers as well, because it gives you a chance to try out new material or have this window to, I guess, maybe use material you haven't had a chance to put to an audience before. Danny, how's your experience of performing and devising in this been?
Well, I have been doing devising now for some time, and I love to put things in front of an audience, and it's always the thrill of not knowing what you are doing exactly until the very last moment, and then the magic comes, and it comes with a truth because you have invested so much. This is what I like about the devising process, comparing with the scripted process. I find the thrill of not knowing what you're doing and trusting your guts. And there's some moments that you say, what the hell am I doing? But as a quote from the leader of Complicité, he was saying, I know that at the end of the day, we will come to the opening session and we will have a piece of jazz.
Yeah, that's so true. So for people who aren't like completely au fait with the process of devising, what is then, how is it different from, I guess, like regular theatre, for want of a better way of...
Do you want me to take that?
Well, the devising process is basically starting from the roof. So you don't have a script. What you have is a sort of a conversation, a provocation, something that moves you, and then you ask the actors not to be directed, but to direct themselves and give the director a lot of material, a lot of input, and then collaborate.
Yeah.
And the script comes from that process. That's why the script normally comes in a very late moment in the process.
We're still waiting on it.
Still editing, and that's why it happens that at the end what it comes is something that every actor is so involved, and comparing with the normal scripted process where you have to go home and think about what the character is doing. The characters are coming with the process.
Yeah, and that's a really special thing. I think it really translates well to shows like this, where you've got lots of people telling their own stories or I guess responding to things that have happened in their own lives.
Yeah.
What have been some of the provocations, or without giving too much away, some of the kind of like tidbits that you can let us know about?
Well, I tell you, like, it has definitely grown and changed. When we set out to find writers to write last year, the provocation was texture. Just something that stuck with me, and I find myself sort of looking at something and then going off on a tangent, and then one thought leads to another, you know. So it was a very vague and broad provocation as well, because we said, you know, it could be a physical texture, or it could be something like texture of food, or a texture of smell's not exactly a texture, but that could be a texture. Do you know what I mean?
Something
that evokes some sort of a pattern, or something that evokes a memory or something. And it was really interesting because we had 12 writers participate, and they wrote roughly 10 to 12 minute pieces. All of them were about relationships, memory, and looking inward. And we just kind of said, it's probably because everybody's in lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got a lot of time to be introspective.
Yeah, totally.
And a bunch of our writers are also migrants. And there's a lot of that looking at relationships, because you're physically so far away. Yeah. Like, some of us haven't been able to see family and back home for about 18 months or so, right? So that's
a long time.
Different,
And who knows what is going to happen.
Exactly. It's very hard. So I think all of those things kind of went in, and the pot then became, and we got 4 scripts out of that.
Cool.
And so it's changed, because when we then started looking at it and going, oh, what should be the provocation for the devised works, it was very clear to me that it had to be intrinsic. It had to be looking inward.
Yeah.
So that's what Danny's team, so we've got 2 devised pieces and 4 scripted works. So cool. Danny's team and Jamishka's team, Jamishka being the other lead deviser.
Yeah.
That's what they've been doing. They've been sort of investigating patterns, without giving too much away about themselves.
That's so interesting. I think this is a really awesome show to go to if you feel like challenging yourself with the kind of theatre you go and watch. Maybe if like you're not used to going and seeing devised theatre, this is a really good show for that, because it's quite I think.
Well, it's not all devised.
Exactly. There's a little bit of everything going on there.
Correct.
But it also really helps, I think, maybe understand how that process works and what it looks like when it comes to the stage as well.
Well, yeah, because our, again, and it's an audience development exercise as well, because a lot of the South Asian audiences at the moment that Prayas generally speaks to is a very classical theatre-going audience. So they're used to scripted, you know, works that are very classic, staged, etc. And over the last few years, I think our intention has been to make sure that we are also moving along at the same, you know, sort of growing and engaging other forms of storytelling.
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing show, and anybody who's been to one before will know that as well. You never know exactly what you're going to get, but it's always going to be awesome.
So yeah, thank hopefully. You. No worries.
Thank you for coming in and chatting to us about it, Sandy and Danny. It's starting next week on the 13th of April to the 24th.
Yes.
At the Basement Theatre. 8 p.m. is the start time. It's about an hour long.
Yeah.
And it's $18 to $38, which is very reasonable, I think, sliding scale, depending on who you are and what your situation is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so break a leg, enjoy the performances.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming
Thanks
in.
For
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.